गुरुर् ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुर्साक्षात् परब्रह्म
Welcome to the Breath of Life series and relaxation. Just before we begin, and I engage you in how to position yourself, I just want to read you a short paragraph. And even before I do that, our outer world, you and I, in whatever way we are living, is constantly doing. And that's why I'm offering you this Breath of Life series to just be. To, for a while, balance all the energy that's gone out so we might live our best health. So this is the paragraph that I'm going to read before I settle you down. It's from Swami Rama of the Himalayas. When one begins to explore one's life, one can discover that it is divided into two areas, the inner life and the life in the outer world. And you will find that both areas are equally important. Even if one withdraws from the world, lives in seclusion far beyond any civilization, and only meditates, one cannot ignore the outer world. One still has to take care of food and personal hygiene at least. Life in the outer world is just as important as life in the inner world. Those who have withdrawn completely from the world must still properly understand the meaning of relationship, because life itself is relationship. The body is connected to your breath, the inhale and the exhale. The breath is connected to the mind. So body, breath, your senses and mind form a unit. Life means relationship. And that's what this series is all about. How can we balance? How can we not suffer insomnia, stress, high blood pressure, an uncomfortable feeling in our generalness rather than our well-being? For the peace that you need, you don't need to run away, leave your home or visit a monastery or live in the Himalayas. I would like you through this series to just be where you are with me today, either sitting or lying. If you're sitting, prepare yourself in a position with a little wrap over you if you feel you need, and your body, though it's upright and comfortable. If you're going to lie on a yoga mat or a blanket with just a small towel or something under your head, with a small towel if you need underneath the waist and hips, a weighted eye pillow if you have one, and a wrap to put over you, whether your knees are going to be bent or your legs are going to be out about the width of your yoga mat. And once again, when you've taken that position, let your arms be out from your sides with the palms turned up, at least 6 to 12 inches. Now, whether you're sitting or lying, I would like you to take what I'm going to call the Ha breath, H-A. And it simply means today, at our beginnings of our breath and relaxation, A lovely deep sigh, like you might do at the end of the day. And let's do three of those. Another 10 seconds to make final adjustments so you can let your physical body be long if you're on the floor or tall spine if you're sitting. But there is no need to fidget. You can allow yourself the gift of stillness for this short time. If you still need to take a deep yawn, do it and don't feel uncomfortable about that. I'm going to begin it with allowing you and I together to notice our amazing breathing. I'm going to start you with the rhythm of our breath, and it's something that I'd like you to practice as often as you can this week, as we then progress next week. I'm calling this the pendulum breath. Your breath will be smooth, and it will be deep, both on the inhale and the exhale. And depending on how you are, let me suggest that today and for this week, you start with the breath out, and you do it for the count of six that is comfortable for you, and it can be slightly lengthened as you can through the week. So you will breathe out for the count of six beats. And then you will breathe in fully for the count of six beats, gradually creating a rhythm just as a pendulum. When you breathe in, and I'm letting your body learn it naturally, you will breathe in the abdomen, the rib cage, and even into the upper chest for the count of six, with no pressure in the upper chest. You let the whole body breathe as it can for you today. And then you breathe out, and the upper chest will soften, the ribs will soften, and the abdomen will empty out. Every time the rhythm of your breath is slowed down with this pendulum count, your breath becomes a powerful relaxant to your nervous system. That deep, relaxing inhale provides food for your nerves. And with a full, full relaxing exhale, tensions, fatigue, and deep tiredness begin to leave your body and your mind. Allow your body to discover its natural level today. Don't put any pressure on it. Let it breathe in deep and smooth, up for the count of six throughout the entire torso, from the belly to the ribs to the upper chest. And then it lightly folds over to become your exhale, and the chest relaxes down and the lungs empty out and the belly takes the last of the tensions away. I'm just going to leave you for a number of breaths so you can be still and let your breathing relax deep in your system, within your nerves. Your body will automatically relax to the very best it can today. So it's effortless for your mind and body. Just form an image that you are merging your breath with the fullness of the air around you, no boundaries, just deeper relax. Take an inhale and an exhale through your right leg. Then take an inhale and an exhale through your left arm. A deep inhale and exhale through your left leg. And a deep inhale and exhale through your right arm. We're moving now to the torso, the front and back, and the head and neck of your whole body. Take an inhale, a deep inhale, and a fully relaxing exhale through the whole of your body, head and neck, three times. Imagine that your whole body has become one with the air around you. The sensation of lightness leads to a profound relaxation. It begins to completely recharge your whole system. Imagine that you are now having a sunlight bath, that the warmth of the sunlight surrounds your entire body. You feel the most gentleness of warm breezes around softly your rested body. The sky above is blue. The earth below, wherever you are, is warm and nourishing and a rich green. In the distance, you hear the sweetest of bird calls. There is a garden nearby. The tiny pink and white flowers are blooming. The fruit trees have buds just showing their faces and beginning to bloom. You are surrounded by the nourishment of nature. Your body is rested. And the memory of that restfulness will stay with you every day that you lie down to take that deep care of yourself. and return to the gentle rise and fall of your natural breathing. If you are lying on your mat, you can take your right arm over your head onto the floor and bend onto your right-hand side. The knees will bend up and you'll make yourself comfortable if you would like to stay there a while. If you're sitting in a chair, you can remain with your eyes closed. You may like to stay here longer. Listen to the body and let yourself restore. At any time that you need to finish for yourself, do be sure that you come up very slowly or you open your eyes slowly. Take the time. Otherwise, stay peacefully there for as long as you need. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. Namaste. Many blessings.